others can have a minute. Anyone like to comment or like to talk? Yeah.
Can I take you back? I'm Ian Jones, Dean at the State Position GP meeting. Can I take you back to the slide with the archipelago and there was one, I think, just before it was just after it? Yeah, so that's it. No. So, a definition of population medicine. I think it's either just before or just after. There we go. Population healthcare. A common need. I suppose my question to you is that the way you drafted it there, it's focused around a particular symptom or condition, but what we're seeing, particularly with an older population, is multiple morbidity.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how you.
Yes, no, that would be an example of a common characteristic. So there's people under 65 with multiple morbidity, often psychological. There's people between 65 and 80 with multiple morbidity, but they're not elderly and frail. So actually in the digital sense, we're looking at the 70-year-olds as the key group to change things. I'm just finishing a book at the moment. The working title is Fuck 70.
That's a talent, is
I started when I was 60, and someone said, well, what's it feel like to be 60? And the fourth time, and I say, you just got to be more active, stretch more, supple more. I said to Andy Carr, Andy Carr, the shoulder expert, I said, well, how many people do you think have got shoulder problems and have been given advice about stretching? How many people are getting arthritis drugs and being given advice about stretching? That's how big, it's about 1,000. So the Cynthia role, we need to be thinking much more about activity. So comorbidity would be a characteristic like elderly and frailty. The GPs are pretty good at it, but they then refer to the specialist for non-condition becomes complicated.
So just bringing that now into the musculoskeletal sphere, if you think that many people with a musculoskeletal condition, I think something like Bruce Guthrie's paper showed it's about 87% of people with chronic pain, 83% of people with chronic pain had at least one other significant condition. How does that fit into how we should be approaching providing musculoskeletal care as a population?
Well, it might mean that you make sure that everyone has a pulse measure to see if the atrial fibrillation is coming with a joint problem. You know, when you think in different ways, when you focus on the population. So, and we see this even with atrial fibrillation. People with atrial fibrillation have been seen not having their blood pressure properly controlled. Good old fashioned, whole person medicine. Other points here, Alan? You've got this story, you've been involved in this story before.
Yeah, I suppose the real challenge as I see it. I mean, we've been operating a program budget for 3.5 years now, and we certainly are well on with the system and the program budget marginal analysis. But where we really run into problems is the highest level. Are we spending too little on MSK, too much on mental health, or whatever? People become very protective, it's just a historical divide up. I mean, it's how you ascribe value across program budget, which I think is a huge challenge.
Well, I think I'd be happy to take Moscow Sabiba as a case study at we have this forum called Health Decision and Healthcare. I think the commissioners are not doing commissioning, that's the problem. They're doing either management or micromanagement. Glaucoma is a big problem. You need to appoint two band-aid optometrists and a GP with special interest. That's not what they're doing. You should be asking, what's our spend on eyes and vision, which is, and there's a 1.5% variation in spend on anything. What's our spend? What do you guys think about the spend between glaucoma, etc.? So the commissioners are not, in my view, capturing the one job of marginal analysis of program budgets.
Well, that's not helped by all the public health team being hived off away from healthcare into social care.
Can I just sort of raise something which goes with that? And that is, you know, that definition on the screen, I think, is an excellent one in terms of trying to look at the linked nature of characteristics may affect any given individual, multiple complex or otherwise. But there's a parallel to that, which is a big problem, and that's called joined up government thinking, joined up systems thinking. And the classic one I know of, which I've campaigned on for years, but still makes me angry because we've got nowhere near a solution, just runs something like this. If you look at the MSK conditions to do with worker worklessness, and particularly the issues around early intervention and the way in which that can help. For years, literally for years, the conversations I've had with secretaries of state, with chief executives of the NHS and with many others, you can produce all the evidence in the world to show that particular interventions or a series of interventions can make a real difference in stopping people ceasing work, ending up with the loss of confidence that goes with that, ending up on incapacity benefit, and all the rest of it. And you get this answer. We are interested in efficiency. We're interested in effectiveness. But we're interested in the way in which it is efficient and effective for us. So the NHS is not interested in saving the Department of Health, Department of Work and Pensions money in terms of incapacity benefit, even though the taxpayers are paying both. And that neither seem particularly interested in the impact in social services and elsewhere. Now, integrated care, hopefully, will look at some of this, but until we get that joined up thinking in terms of the money, it's not just about how you save money, it's about how you make people's lives better and thereby save the population a lot of money. What can we do about that?
Well, what I would do would be we define a system, a population-based system for people who are off work with musculoskeletal disorders. Cost it up, and then get ARMAT adopted as a campaign, and make sure every MP in the country had a visit from someone who was off work and not getting the appropriate care. Because it's not evidence that changes the world, you know. Mm-hmm. It's three or four people nobbling the Secretary of State who walks across the lobby and saying, a lot of people worried about this. That's public, so that's what I would do. Yeah.
We've got the model where the chief is engaged. Now, is there any thought being looked at in making it more of a multidisciplinary team? The GP is the person that decides whether I get physiotherapy, whether I get tests, this, that, and the other. That would speed things up if there is some concept that people, health professionals, working alongside.
Maybe Peter will comment on this, but I know he's been doing work on these issues. But again, you see, I'm immediately thinking of the citizens, the key person. A friend of mine came to see me. He said he wanted to do polygraphic knee replaced. I said, okay, I'll come see you and your wife. So I went to see his wife. And I said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, my wife complains I'm walking too slowly and we're out shopping. I said, well, there's another solution for that. Get your wife. His wife laughed, I think she did glad of it too. And then I said, well, what, have you given any exercises? No, I haven't given any exercises. I said, well, immediately she should have been given some. And then I said to him, what about pain? And he said, this is no names because of the he said, oh, I don't have any pain. I said, well, what did the surgeon say? And the surgeon said, well, then actually, I thought you should have been. He said, in the health economy, that's £10 million over spent. So, we've got to involve the citizens. But Peter, you've been working with me to try to broaden the skill base.
Yeah, I mean, let me say this. It's really right. And I've worked with you on for a long time, and obviously my initial contacts were really around in the last government. We were just trying to do large numbers of work to try to reduce waiting time, 18 weeks still, which was not a great place to be in many ways, but we threw lots of money at it. And then, obviously, I think things have sort of matured in terms of our thinking around population. I think the ARMA project, the network.
Yes,
if you want to have a look
at that. I'm very keen to work.
Well, what's really interesting about that, what's come out of that in the first sort of five work streams really echoes what you're saying is about metrics and being able to measure what you do. the patient involvement side of it, but particularly workforce, to look at, and it's not really about using the GP all the time, really, this is a multidisciplinary sort of team, the right person, and perhaps even beyond just a musculoskeletal practitioner, to actually people that deal with in more than one long-term condition, like the other question about who is it you're going to see. It's quite interesting at an event we had at the Department of Health, which was called together by AIUK, so people talking to Jeremy Hunt about things, and people aren't sort of asking for more healthcare really, they're asking for less healthcare and more advice. And having been tortured, I've probably spent 3 years in the osteoarthritis guideline group at NICE, I mean, it was just completely apparent that taking painkillers and anti-inflammatory tablets are really no better than placebo at all, and they're really quite dangerous things to do. And trying to get that message out about activity, it's one thing we've been pushing really hard at the moment, partly through the rehabilitation side of NHS England, because, you know, activity in long-term conditions, you know, you may have two long-term conditions, and you may have a 15% chance of developing another two different ones. But properly focused exercise can actually treat your two conditions, demedicalise it, give good advice and self-management, and prevent you getting more. And it's how we get that joined-up approach. I think if you look at the ARMA project, I think we are trying to capture many of those things. I think there is a money in it. I think you're absolutely right that we should be focusing on what we can do with what we've got. There is a slight broader one out there, which I think we do need to take forward, because it's dead easy to spend money on kids cardiac and cancer.
Yeah,
it's more emotive. And I think we need to have a small, maybe only 5% of the effort needs to be spent with that wider programme budget argument.
Yeah.
But within it, I'm sure there are things we can do. And we're trying to do that with the ARMA project. And it really also hits that thing you're talking about. So where we've looked at the ARMA network things about sort of local, regional and national strategically, is just to try to not make it just one little area, but try to look at the metrics as it mushrooms out.
Well, let me
to work with the project on that. I'm sure that'd be very interesting.
Let me give you two commitments. One, as chair of the digital care service, we will pick painful joints as one of our we're picking conditions like being pregnant or we're even going to do digital for frail elderly people with dementia, because maybe we should get a tablet in their homes so that everyone knows what they're doing. So everything's on board. So let's do joint problems.
Okay.
And we'll, you see, the model there would be every letter we send out, we send it to patients. We send them an email, and in the email will be a link to an exercise program. The Professor Andy Carr shoulder program, or the Professor Peter Kane program, or and that would not even require the GP to know it existed. They wouldn't require the woman who's typing the letters for the Nuffield Orthopaedic Centre in India to know it existed, because it's just in the word processing programme. And then it might be that we would put music on twice a day and send people reminders. So we'll do something for personalisation and activity. And then the approach, for me, the system is run by the network. The system focuses the population, and I think we would we're going to organise a meeting. What we've done is bring together Puppy of Things and the NHS England, because it's crazy having these two silos over there. So Peter, we'll invite you to come and meet the group. And we just take a map, and we'll just start drawing lines on the map and say, well, we've got that covered, and who's responsible for this and that. You see, the CCGs are too small and too, and they won't be here in 3 years' time. Labrogs is often pretty, you can get down to Labrogs now. The odds are shortening all the time. So we need to decide what's the right population size for psoriatic arthropathy, shall we say. I mean, we may specialise. I don't know, but it's up to us to do it. The bureaucracy will not do it. And the bureaucracy, if we say we'll do this within resources, they'll say, carry on, you guys get on and do it. So with that session ended, which I'll pull off.
Thank you very much.
So the last point, and then you need your break.
I'm GP. Yeah. We use self-trainers an awful lot to try and demedicalise all these problems, and I think that's the approach to say, because they're not all medical problems.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much indeed.